I had a trial last July, 1st of July, and on Independence Day, in fact, the 4th of July, the Clare jury could not find me guilty. At least three of the jurors refused to convict me, and I was released. It was a hung jury, and there was a possibility that the DPP could come back in October this month and call for a retrial. I have just heard 2 days ago that the DPP has called for a retrial, and that the case is due to start next Tuesday on the 21st of October, again in Kilrush and in front of the same judge. I personally am not ready to go ahead. All my legal team are tied up in a huge murder case. I'm calling for a judicial review of the last court case where Justice Moran would not even allow Scott Ritter to speak in the witness box. He would not allow very crucial video evidence I had brought to be seen and heard by the jury. And he would not grant expenses for my legal team to bring in expert witnesses to mount my defence. That is just my last trial. I presume they will not give me, they will not allow me bring in another team. They will not give me financial aid to do that. So I'm up against it at the moment, but nevertheless I will appear on Tuesday and say that I'm not ready to go forward. And that there is a judicial inquiry pending in the High Court. Nevertheless, if anybody is free to come to Kilrush this Tuesday, I think it's very important to have a presence there outside the court and show the DPP and Bertie Ahern that this case will be fought very, very vigorously. Even since my trial last July, a lot more evidence has come out due to the power of discovery that us activists have had, you know, because I've been in court cases and we've been able to get access to a lot of documents about what went through Shannon, and there's been some media coverage about the range of weapons that has gone through Shannon. And it's what I am fighting here is a criminal government which has been involved in an illegal war. We have facilitated more than half the US troops that went to fight in an illegal war. Also, they've torn our constitution to shreds. They've not allowed this, our Gardaí and security forces in Shannon to go on board these planes and even find out what was upon them. They have no regard for the safety of the citizens living in Shannon, and it's been reported that there's a huge arsenal of weapons flying over at least Shannon, and there's no... how would you say... concern for the safety of the citizens in that area. So I will be fighting this case vigorously. But as I say, I need support, very strongly I need support, and I call on anybody who might be free next Tuesday or whatever court dates are set in the future to come and support, to come and pick it outside, to write about it, to do media interviews, and to put the word out there, you know, that Ireland has been complicit in an illegal war, despite the will of the Irish people.